Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Yeah, man, biggest day on the political calendar. We got Super Duper Tuesday, a ton of delegates out there. I think after today, we can effectively wrap up this primary season. I think primaries are good. I've said it over and over. I think useless primaries are no good. This primary has been useless for a long time. Nikki Haley has failed to win anything but the swamp primary. A big problem for her. Donald Trump sent out a hilarious congratulatory note to Nikki Haley, who cleaned up in the D.C. swamp. That's one primary. I'm glad Donald Trump didn't win. Congratulations on losing that. It's a great messaging point. I've got a big show today and tonight. We'll be live 7 p.m. tonight with the great Mike Benz. You're going to love that. I'm really looking forward to having him. You've seen some of his clips on my show about everything the intelligence community has been up to. So big loaded show today. Hey, I saw this video of Chuck Norris. He looks great, strong, and healthy. I learned he has all this energy because of one simple thing. Go to chuckdefense.com/Bongino. Watch the video. Explains everything you need to know. chuckdefense.com/Bongino. Again, big show today. And it's one of those moments where, again, I'm only looking out for you guys. I don't like to see you guys get caught up in clickbait stuff. I'm part of this space. I'm part of the digital space. I know what happens on the other side. Luckily, I've got great social people I really respect and a good team. And, you know, we'll tease the show like anyone else, but we don't get into clickbait stuff. I'm never going to post something I know is not true for you to click on it. Look, Michelle Obama, big news. I'm just looking out for you, and you'll see what I mean coming up in a second. ExpressVPN, listen, I spent a lot of time on my phone. The scary part is that your phone carrier collects data on whatever you're doing. Some carriers haven't even admitted to doing that. All they want to do is sell your activity to advertisers. No good. The more they can get on you, the larger their paycheck becomes. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Why am I pointing that way? Because that's my phone. ExpressVPN is an app that prevents your phone carrier from being able to see the sites you visit and sell it off to third parties. All it takes is a tap of the button. All your network data gets encrypted and rerouted to ExpressVPN's secure service for ultimate privacy. ExpressVPN protects all of your network data so you can stay private even when using your favorite apps. ExpressVPN works on all your devices. I have my whole family using ExpressVPN. You should too, because it's nobody's business what you do online. Your iPads, your phones, your computers, get ExpressVPN. When your carrier tracks you, that's a gross invasion of privacy. You can either keep letting them cash in on you or visit expressvpn.com/Bongino. Get the same VPN I use. Take back your online privacy today and use my link to get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino. Take back your privacy. expressvpn.com/Bongino. Joe, big day today. Super Tuesday. Let's go, man. Sorry, Joe's having some technical issues. Maybe we should bring back the Kenny Bell. Hey, is Tony ever heard the Kenny Bell? Tony, this is Tony's first time at the Kenny Bell.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. It's
and then Joe even
showtime.
That's a bell, yeah. An actual bell from a guy named.
I got you, brother.
And this is like, I don't know who sent me this. Someone in the chat. Does anyone know who sent me the hand thing? Was that That was the boy. Do you remember that? If you're the book signing guy who gave me that, because I'm going to write your name. I hate when I don't know the name of people who gave me most of these gifts. Okay, so it is Super Tuesday today. Here's a couple notes. Listen, folks, I get it. The primary on the presidential side is obviously kind of run out of a lot of PR steam. Why? Because Donald Trump's ahead by double digits in every poll, in every state, everywhere. Here's a couple of quick notes, though, about tonight. We'll be back again, 7 p.m., Eastern time tonight, absolutely live with Mike Benz covering this stuff. The uncommitted vote. Here's just a couple of quick tidbits and I'm going to move on because we got a whole show tonight that I want you to look out for. Uncommitted votes on the Democrat primary side. In other words, Biden's not really in a competitive primary. He's got Dean Phillips in there, but he's kind of running away with it, which says a lot about the crazy Democrats. But the state of Minnesota is going to be one to watch. There is a big population of voters there that are really, really against Biden's Middle East policy. Watch how many uncommitted people vote in Minnesota, people vote uncommitted in Minnesota other than Biden. That's something to keep your eyeballs on because he's going to be in real trouble if Michigan and Minnesota show six figure digit numbers of people who are like, hey, that guy may be the nominee and the sitting president, but he sucks so bad. I'm going to vote for a guy called uncommitted. Also, the North Carolina governor's race, I really like Mark Robinson a lot. He has been a guest on this show many times, on the podcast weekend special, on the radio show. He's running away with it. You should also, I mean, get out and vote. Running away with it doesn't mean anything. You got to actually go. Votes matter, not talk. However, I like Mark Robinson a lot, North Carolina. Let's see how big that vote is. The left is already trying to destroy him because he's a black man running for governor, and there's nobody more racist than the modern liberal. Couple other things to watch. What's going to happen in the California Senate jungle primary where the top two finishers are in? You could be a communist and a libertarian, a Republican and a Democrat and a Democrat, a Republican and a Republican. California has a primary system. The top two vote getters go to a runoff. That's it. It doesn't matter how the primary finishes party-wise. Doesn't make a difference. Steve Garvey, a baseball player, you all know. I know, Joe, you remember him back in the day. A really famous baseball player, really talented guy, played for the Dodgers and the Padres. Garvey is the Republican running in the race. He's the leading vote getter now, which is not particularly strange when you understand the jungle primary system. California has a bunch of Democrats running. Garvey's the Republican with the most name ID. So he's kind of consolidated that. So obviously, if you're going to carve a pie into one piece or 10 pieces, the pieces in the 10-piece carve-up are going to be smaller. It's not complicated. We'll see how that ends up, where he finishes. It'd be a nice message for him to finish number one in the primary. We'll see what happens. George Gascon, the George Soros lunatic in Los Angeles, he is up too. We'll see what happens there. And then the polls will close. Vermont and Virginia at 7 p.m. Eastern time. I want to keep my eye on that tonight with Ben's for a very simple reason. Those are nonpartisan primaries. Democrats can vote for either side. You have to pick one or the other, but you have to vote. So if Nikki Haley, we'll know by about 7:30 on the air live, if Nikki Haley underperforms in two moderate states, Vermont and Virginia, with nonpartisan primaries, she's done. It doesn't matter what happens at 7:30 in North Carolina, 8 in Alabama, Massachusetts. It doesn't matter. She's going to get crushed the rest of the night. 9 in Texas. It don't make a difference. We'll keep our eyes on all of that tonight. I really hope to see you there. Chatsters, you're going to be there. You're my loyal Bongino army. You know, I love having you here, and the chat matters more. I'll try to get in there a little early too. We'll try to open up a little early. Okay. This is no victory lap kind of thing, because it's just stupid. It was just kind of common sense, and it's not some, you know, unbelievable insight I had. I told you I just worked around the Obamas in the Obama White House for a lot of years. I was not on the First Lady's detail, Michelle Obama's detail. I want to be clear. You have to do a satellite in the Secret Service when you're on the president's detail. You have to pick either counter surveillance, the First Lady's detail, or the transportation section where we do motorcades and logistics. I was a TS guy, a wheelman. Okay, we did motorcades. I did two stints there. However, I was very close with a number of people on the First Lady's detail. I mean, very close personal friends. So I knew a lot about it, and we did a lot of joint operations. Michelle Obama always hated the spotlight. Again, it wasn't some keen insight. And again, could this be a head fake? Anything could be a head fake. I'm just telling you, I doubt it. NBC News, Michelle Obama's office as the former First Lady, quote, will not be running for president 2024. I mean, could something crazy happen? Could something medically happen to Joe Biden? I'm not wishing ill will on anyone, but yeah. And could they beg and plead Michelle Obama, who could turn around and do a U-turn? Of course, any of that could happen. I'm just telling you, I'm dealing in probabilities right now. And the reason a lot of people are telling you this Michelle Obama thing was because it was clickbait. Big decision, Michelle Obama. They're just messing with you, okay? They're messing with you. Don't waste any time on this. Gavin Newsom is a far greater threat. So is Gretchen Whitmer and Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania and J.B. Pritzker in Illinois. Don't waste your time on this, okay? Waste your time with your Oppo research and elsewhere on the other two. All right, moving on. I warned you about that. Okay. Listen, big decision yesterday in the courts. We covered it on the show pretty extensively, but I got a little bit of negative feedback. And you guys in the chat, you matter more than anything. The show is yours. You own this. You are equity holders in the content of the program. You are. If you're not interested, I'm not interested. There are things I like. I could talk about all day here. I like old sci-fi movies from the 80s and 90s. It's not a topic that's going to get 100,000 people interested. So I stick to things that matter to you that, you know, matter to me as well. You guys own the show. I got a little bit of negative feedback yesterday, and it's okay. It doesn't mean I'm not going to cover something. Feedback is feedback, and no good news is bad good news, okay? Like Gary Gannu. Some of you know what I'm talking about there. Yeah, Tony's little, you know, remember that, the Great Space Coaster? Some people said, oh, Dan, just let us take the kind of victory lap, the 9-0 Supreme Court decision. Trump is back on the ballot. And I said, fine, there's nothing wrong with that. Of course, I would rather win the case than lose. However, I warned you, the immunity case is a bigger deal, and the four dissents or quasi-dissents, they weren't really dissents in the case, Amy Coney Barrett and the three liberals, left a vehicle open to still attack people on the ballot and kick them off the ballot. I'm going to show you what I mean in a second. And in case you thought I was crazy when I sounded really sober yesterday, I don't mean sober like not drinking, I mean sober in that I wasn't so, you know, jumping off the chairs like, oh man, this is so great, is for two reasons. The immunity case, the presidential immunity case in the Supreme Court, is a bigger deal. And second, I knew they were going to machine some pathway to keep this option open to kick Republicans off the ballot in the future. And it appears they gave them one. Now, you think I'm nuts? I want you to notice the tone by Donald Trump yesterday. This is way after my podcast. He came out 2 hours, I don't know, after we stopped live streaming here. Folks, I don't coordinate with the Trump team. They don't call me for messaging. I wasn't like, yo, Trump, we don't, that's not the way this works. I want you to notice he had the exact same tone I did. Great, we won. Good decision, no doubt. However, the immunity thing is a bigger deal. How do I know he feels that way? Because he said the same thing I did yesterday. Here, listen to about 30, 40 seconds of his press conference afterwards where he says the same thing I'm telling you. Watch this immunity case. It's a far bigger deal. Check this out.
Another thing that will be coming up very soon will be immunity for a president, and not immunity for me, but for any president. If a president doesn't have full immunity, you really don't have a president, because nobody that is serving in that office will have the courage to make, in many cases, what would be the right decision, or it could be the wrong decision. It could be, in some cases, the wrong decision, but they have to make decisions, and they have to make them free of all terror that can be rained upon them when they leave office or even before they leave office.
See, this is what I was trying to get across yesterday without trying to sound like a downer. When there's good news, there's good news. When news is horrible, I promise I'll tell you. Yesterday was good news. I'd rather take a 9-0 victory. But I feel like they're setting us up for a big letdown in this immunity case. You have to keep in mind when you understand the court, Clarence Thomas and Alito aside, those two are great. I'm not talking about those two. I'm talking about the other seven. You got to understand with them. And when you talk to people who were clerks and know and study the Supreme Court, I talk to a lot of folks. John Roberts is very concerned about appearing political. My fear is that he talked everyone into this 9-0 consensus on a ground ball case. They obviously can't kick this guy off the ballot. It was freaking stupid. Anyone knew that. If it was anything other than 9-0, the country would be burning down out of pure stupidity. I'm afraid he told them, listen, just give us this grounder and the presidential immunity case. You all do your own thing. Don't think this stuff doesn't happen. And if we lose the immunity case, what do you think's going to happen? Say President Trump wins in November, which I hope happens. The second he's sworn in January, the first thing he does, I don't care what it is, he makes it National Guy Cohen Recognition Day. They'll be like, lock him up. There'll be some local city, state, district attorney in Baltimore or something who's going to lock him up. For some, like, because he didn't like a Guy Cohen Day. He wanted Tony Day instead or something. They're just going to make it up. And there'll be no immunity. This is why I'm so concerned. Folks, man, I don't let you down. You know, I don't. Come on, man. I'm with you. You know that. You know I'm with you, brothers and sisters. I'm not going to mess with you. I'm just afraid we're being led down. Oh, look, they want us all on tape and digital recording saying what? Joe, Supreme Court. Yes, everybody. And then they turn around and they some bullshit ruling on immunity. Like, oh, you just said the Supreme Court was awesome. Here's another problem. As I said yesterday, this immunity case is a huge deal. Number one, Trump recognized it. He spoke more about the immunity case than he did the other thing yesterday. He's thinking the same thing I am. Here's the other problem. This did not foreclose any avenue for the deep state to kick future Republicans off the ballot. It did not do that. There were four kind of quasi de facto dissents, if not de jure dissents. And they basically said the deep state, administrative state, and there's legislative avenues to kick any Republican off the ballot. What if it's Don Jr. next? What if it's his vice president? Donald Trump's vice president if he wins. Here. You doubt me? I hope you should doubt. Doubt's a healthy thing. Forces me to produce receipts. Here's Jamie Raskin on what, CNN? Just what, hours or so after this decision came down, minutes, saying exactly what I told you. They're already looking to draft up legislation to do exactly what I just told you. Check this out.
I am working with a number of my colleagues, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Eric Swalwell, to revive legislation that we had to set up a process by which we could determine that someone who committed insurrection is disqualified by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And the House of Representatives already impeached Donald Trump for participating in insurrection by inciting it. So the House has already pronounced upon that.
Folks, they're already trying to figure out a new deep state legislative pathway to doing exactly what the Supreme Court just said they can't do. That's why I was very tempered in my response to yesterday. I didn't think we should be popping any bottles of champagne. What, folks, chatsters, I know you know where I'm going with this. What's the most hilarious part of that thing you just heard by Raskin? So Raskin is one of the biggest PP tape hoaxers out there. Everybody knows that, right? Raskin has been on the PP tape. There's no evidence in the Hunter Biden case. This is all Raskin nonsense. Joe and I know Raskin all too well. He is a fixture in the Maryland political swamp. He has been forever. The dude is an absolute joke. So you got a pee-pee hoaxer. Who are his two partners? Yes, Eric Swalwell and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Really? Those are your two partners. So you got the pee-pee hoax guy combined with this guy. House Ethics Committee concludes probe into Rep. Eric Swalwell's interactions with a suspected Chinese spy. Yes, Fang Fang's boyfriend partnering up. Good job. This is the dream team. And then we got the other one. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who hired a guy into her office that was suspected of other activities. Blowback from staffer scandal burns Wasserman Schultz, Politico. Just look up that case if you've got the time. Oh, that's a gem. These three idiots. I told you they were not going to stop. They are not going to stop. It was 9-0. You think they're going to back down? They are going to find another way. And listen, man, they are talking right now. If you doubt me, read Politico Playbook this morning. It is the left-wing Bible, folks. It is their Bible. It is their holy book. They worship it in the mornings. There's already a segment in Playbook this morning about how the left, listen to me. Listen, Joe, can you flag this, please? This is an important one. It's 11:18 and 42 seconds on March 5th. This is super important. Actually, it's more of a political flag because they said, but watch. If Trump wins, which he's likely to do, when it comes time for another January 6th, the counting and the certifying of the votes, not the other stuff. When it's certification day, I want you to prepare right now for the left to go absolutely crazy and make up all kinds of allegations about election stealing. Get ready for it right now. And they feel like this case in the Supreme Court may have given them a pathway to do it. And nobody's backing down. You think a 9-0 ruling is a spanking for them? The problem with us is we're all sane. You have kids, Little League games to go to, a job to go to, your truckers, your pilots, your military folks, your cops. See, you all have actual lives. You have to understand the left, they have these horse blinkers on, you know, like they only see straight ahead. Bad, Republican, evil, Nazi. They don't see anything else, okay? You think the left, this 9-0 ruling to you means, wow, that was a pretty bad legal spanking. It means nothing to the left. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to show you the Colorado Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, the lunatic who started this case. She's not backing down one bit. She looked like she was going to cry yesterday on TV after getting one of the most legendary legal spankings of all time, even from a court that is 5-4, barely conservative. Roberts, you know, you lose every time. They're not backing down. Hey, for 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, trust me, the only one. I'm proud to partner with them. They love you guys. They love the country. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks. It means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting a company who believes in free speech, religious freedom, Second Amendment, sanctity of life, our veterans, our military, and our first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Bongino or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Bongino. Join me and make that switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Bongino. PatriotMobile.com/Bongino. Or call 972-PATRIOT. Thank you, Patriot Mobile. Here's what I was talking about. You know, we're out celebrating like it was a big victory. The left was going to be embarrassed. They're never embarrassed, folks. They just keep plowing ahead. And there's a lesson in this. Bear with me just for a second before I play this video. I don't want to... There's an important lesson. Joe, you've heard me say this for 8 years. We've been doing this now. We're very principled. So when we have an election stolen from us, there's a tendency with us to go, screw this. The system is bullshit. I'm not going to sanction it. I'm out. And that's what the left wants. They want you to give up. They want you to. No system's ever going to be perfect. None. Ever. Anywhere. No matter what. We're human beings. There's always going to be fraud in any system. It sucks. We got to minimize it. Folks, the left never gives up, ever. You don't have to like it. They don't care if you like it. Matter of fact, they hate you, and they couldn't give two shits if you like it or not. They don't care. They plow ahead. Here, Colorado Secretary of State. She's like ready to cry. She's like, yeah, she doesn't apologize at all for this ridiculous thing trying to pull Trump off the ballot. Check this out.
My larger reaction is disappointment. I do believe that states should be able under our Constitution to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists. And ultimately, this decision leaves open the door for Congress to act to pass authorizing legislation. But we know that Congress is a nearly non-functioning body. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
You see what I'm talking about? She's already discussing the second avenue, the legislative avenue Raskin did just seconds after they got their asses kicked 9-0 at the Supreme Court. Do you know how hard it is to get a 9-0 ruling, even with quasi dissents? Do you have any idea? When you lose Ketanji Brown Jackson, who doesn't even know what a woman is, it's over. Not for the left, it isn't. They write these little, again, quasi-dissents, which plants a seed. Raskin, within seconds, Jamie Raskin gets the hint, goes on TV, and so does the Colorado Secretary of State. Well, we'll look at some legislative options. This is why I say, and listen, folks, I get it, man. Much love. I am not in any way condemning anyone or playing holier than thou. Who am I to lecture anyone? I get when people get upset. I'm done. I'm out. I ain't voting. They cheat. I just want you to understand, number one, that's what the left wants. They want to frustrate you to death so that you just forfeit without even bothering to play the game, number one. And number two, they never, ever do this. Ever. Ever. They lose 9-0. Boom. They're right back. 5 minutes later, it's a fact. You don't have to like it. I'm not trying to make anybody happy. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. When you see these people in the White House, and when you see these people, when you run for office, how they work, you begrudgingly respect it. You hate what they're doing to the country. They're destroying it, but you better respect it. They don't give up ever, and we shouldn't either. If we're going to go down, then go down swinging. Make them spend every single dollar. Make them knock on every door. Make it electorally painful for them where they got to go out and do the work. Don't just roll over, man. No way. Here's another Jamie Raskin gem, by the way. This guy is an absolute bullshit artist with zero credibility at all. But it proves my point. Following up on what I was talking about, the show is always laid out this way for a reason. This Hunter Biden thing. Folks, Hunter Biden this guy is an anchor on the Biden. He is dragging Joe Biden to the depths of the abyss. Remember The Abyss, the Jim Cameron movie? They're down in the abyss. Those little alien creatures, Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, I think that was her name or whatever. Fight, fight. Remember the guys like pounding on her chest? He's trying to get her to breathe because she sucked in all that water and she was drowning. Fight. Great movie. Hunter Biden is an anchor. The Democrats, they will defend their people to the death. Now, you guys will, but swampy Republicans throw Trump under the bus at the first sign of trouble, even when the allegations are fake. Here's what I mean. More testimonies come out about Hunter Biden. Here's Jamie Raskin again, same bullshit artist. This guy has zero credibility at all. Suggesting now that the informant who said that the Biden family was taking bribes, who was an FBI informant for 10, hit my microphone, 10 years. 10 years, if it was Joe Biden math, 10 years. He was not a GOP informant. He was an FBI informant deemed credible by the FBI. Listen to Jamie Raskin frame this as if this is some kind of Republican thing, not an FBI thing. Check this out.
Your colleagues on the Oversight Committee, you know the ones I'm talking about, they brought in Hunter Biden this week for a closed-door deposition after he said he would do it publicly. Now they want him to come back and do it publicly. It's all completely ludicrous. But this is just a week after we found out that their key witness has been receiving information from a Russian, from Russian sources.
Well, Alexander Smirnov started the whole thing.
Yes.
With this so-called 1023 form.
Okay. The bullshit here again is legendary. It's my job to correct Peppermint Patty and pee-pee hoaxer Jamie Raskin. Folks, nothing they tell you is real. Nothing. They are all bullshit all the time. Nothing they tell you is real. The guy was not a GOP source. How do I know that? Anyone in the audience have any idea how I know that? Chatsters? Because the GOP asked the FBI for the identity of the source. You remember this just a few months ago? And what did the FBI say? We can't disclose this sensitive source. He's a credible source for us and you're going to destroy this guy. How the hell is it a GOP source? They didn't even know who he was. You doubt me? Liberal imbeciles. I know you're all stupid. I get you're all morons. Right now, if you're in my chat, I'm begging you because I want to show you how stupid your guys really are. Go to your favorite search engine, Scroogle. It's your favorite lefty search engine. Bias to the hilt. So you can't say it's a Republican thing. And put in House GOP asks about Hunter Source 1023. Oh, look, you'll see a bunch of articles. How the FBI wouldn't give up the source to the GOP because they said he was so credible. So how is he a GOP source? I love Psaki's other line. Again, Psaki, a career liar, a disgraceful, disgusting liar. Fits right in an MSNBC. Their whole case was built around this guy. They didn't know who he was. They did not know who he was. How did they build a case around him? And then Jamie Raskin responds and says that this source was the beginning of their case. Oh, really? That's fascinating. Because I pulled up, as I always do, what? A left-wing source for you, because I actually do my homework, unlike moron leftists who are so stupid. If this was the beginning of the allegations against Hunter Biden taking money from Ukraine, then how did this article appear in? And did you guys get that date wrong? December 8, 2015? No, I'm messing with you. The poor Tony go. No, that's, that was mean. I'm sorry. The date is right, I promise you. Look at that. Look at that date. Look at that date. Joe, so strange. December 8, 2015. 2024. By my mark, that's this December will make it, what, nine years? Math. New York Times. New York, does that say New York Post? Did you get the title? No, that is the New York Times. The New York Times, Joe Biden, his son, and the case against the Ukrainian oligarch, James Risen, December 8, 2015. Oh, mentions Burisma, how Hunter was getting all this money. He joined the board. And they note that month, as part of an investigation into money laundering, British officials froze London bank accounts containing $23 million that allegedly belonged to Zlochevsky from Burisma. He was the ecology minister under Yanukovych. show never lets you down. I don't pat myself on the back because it's stupid and lame. And if you have a good show, it speaks for itself. But folks, I have no special investigative skills. That segment right there took me, if you go to my emails, show prep emails, took me less than 5 minutes to put together. If the source who the GOP never knew the identity of and asked about and was deemed credible by the FBI was the GOP source, how was he the source if they didn't know him? And secondly, if he was the beginning of the investigation, the source, then how the hell was he the beginning of the GOP investigation when the New York Times, certainly not a conservative outlet, reported the identical information about Hunter Biden's issues in Ukraine, which no one has disputed 9 years ago? I just want you to know, if you're a liberal watching my show, because I know Media Matters watches it, you're freaking stupid. Everybody knows you're stupid. Hey, throw that red state thing up too, by the way. One more thing. I just wanted to add this one more thing before I move on. It's perfect timing. Before I take a quick break here. Red state, by the way. Oh, the Chinese doctor who paid Hunter Biden $1 million for legal services, he wants a refund. Is that the source too? Is that the source? We just managed to figure out who he was. Is that him too? Because he had information about Ukraine. I don't recall it being about China. You see how these people lie to you all the time? And by the way, this is about Patrick Ho, who's alleged to be connected to people in China that have connections to the Chinese Communist Party. So Hunter Biden may have been bought off by people with really, really dangerous connections. You understand nothing happens in China without the Chinese Communist Party. I wrote this down. This is a threat from the CCP. Give us our money back or we're going to start releasing the goodies. I don't want any information from the CCP. I don't trust anything coming out of them. However, I do want the truth. And if these guys were bought off by the Chinese Communist Party, the Biden crime family, then I want a full investigation into what's going on. Because make no mistake, this is a threat. Absolutely. I'll always give you the truth here, man. I'll always give you the truth. And one of my favorite tactics is just to cite the left's own words. Why do you think, by the way, the New York Times wrote that piece about Hunter Biden in 2015? I want you to stew on that. I'm going to take a quick break, but I want you to think about that, what was happening in 2015. Because the New York Times is a communist propaganda outlet. Why would they write a hit piece about Hunter Biden in Ukraine in 2015? You can stew on that in a chat for a minute. Quick break. We'll be right back and I'll answer that question for you. You having trouble sleeping? Is poor sleep negatively impacting your life? I measure my sleep because it's so important. That deep, restorative, healing sleep. It is so critical. Introducing Beams Dream Powder. It's a hot cocoa for sleep that could transform your nights like it did mine. It's been a game changer for me. And today, my listeners get a great discount on Beams Dream Powder. It's a science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better than this. Other sleep aids give you that next day grogginess, not dream. As an all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, which is amazing, melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, wake up refreshed. You just take Beam Dream, the powder, you mix it into hot water or milk where it's delicious, and enjoy before bedtime, and then go lights out, baby. You want to try Beam's best-selling dream powder? Get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino for up to 40% off and get a good night's sleep. Our last sponsor. Oh, I missed it. Here it is. Here it is. This is not a pillow. This John from Blackout Coffee. I told him, my wife, I like the cinnamon French toast blackout coffee. So I said, John, Paula likes blueberry crumble. So this is a real bag. As you can, dude, how much is this bag? I'm not sure I can lift this up. You think I, let's try. Yes, we did it. We had to do a two-handed throw. That's blackout coffee. Is it, you got the sniffs? You got, there we, the sniffs are still there. That's got a lot of sniffs in it. I am proud to personally recommend Blackout Coffee. Start the year off right with a resolution to support companies like Blackout. Skip those lines and order online. The coffee is amazing. It is a bold taste. It's never bitter. The blueberry crumble is no joke. It's Paula's favorite. The cinnamon French toast is my favorite. Also, their espresso is really good too. Do me a favor. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. See what I'm talking about. They're the real deal. The owner of the company loves this country. He makes no bones about it. I really have come to really love this company and their coffee. blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Make the switch to Blackout Coffee. You're going to love it. I promise you. All right, back to the show. So folks, 2015, why would the New York Times write an obvious hit piece about the Biden family in 2015? Now, I need you to keep in mind as you're thinking this through, this is the New York Times. They're there to do what? I got liberals in the chat like, report the news? that's a good one. No, they're not here to report the news. The New York Times is here to protect liberalism. You mean protect Democrats? No, I mean protect liberalism. Joe Biden was a weak candidate for president in 2015. Well, he's a weaker candidate later too. But he was a hugely weak candidate. Joe Biden wanted nothing more than to run for president in 2015. He did? Yes. Ask anyone who worked in the White House. Barack Obama, how does Barack Obama feel about Joe Biden? Anybody know? Joe, anyone in the team? Do they like each other? No. They hate each other. How do you know that, Dan? Because I worked there. Obama hates Joe Biden. And Biden is jealous of Obama. Fact. I've already quoted left-wing sources that have confirmed what I'm telling you. Obama did not want Biden to run for president. Why? Because they knew about, because Biden, obviously Obama has access to intelligence. He knew Biden was up to no good in Ukraine. I will guarantee you the Obama team leaked that story to the New York Times to wink at Biden. Hey, if you run for president over Hillary in 2015, if you do it, we're going to take you out with your kid. Bank on that. Bank on it. Cash that check. That was 100% a Barack Obama team hit job. There is no way this piece you're looking at in the screen gets printed in 2015 in the New York Times. Zero chance without the full consent of Barack Obama's team. It was a hit. It was a hit, plain and simple. And when they had no viable candidate in 2020, crazy Bernie and the other lunatics, Biden, Obama backed off because they felt like Joe would run for one term as a caretaker. They never thought this lunatic would run again. Folks, speaking of running again, vote like your life depends on it this election cycle, because it does. I don't intend that as intentional exaggeration. Your life may depend on it. Let's talk nuts and bolts and turkey here. Let's put some muscle on the bone and cut the bullshit, okay? Your life depends on you being able to defend yourself. Sadly, not everywhere in the United States, but in a lot of locations in the United States, especially those run by big city liberals, the crime rates are through the roof. The chances of you being killed are still low. We shouldn't exaggerate. We're not back to where we were in the 80s with crime. We're not. However, we're not back to where we were pre-COVID, kind of right post-Giuliani era in New York either. Crime rates have been ticking up, violent crime rates, and you can't even trust the statistics anymore because they're being so just tortured by the government to make it look like Biden's tough on crime. Crime rates are going up. You will need to defend yourself, possibly at some point in your lifetime. The Biden administration, if they win this election, I promise you are coming for your guns. How do I know? Because folks, they've said it. I'm going to show you the tweet in a second. But here's exactly what I mean by how your life is in danger. The Wall Street Journal has an article. You in California? You voting today? George Gascon on the ballot? Crazy George Soros DA in Los Angeles? Wall Street Journal. California finds a new way to be soft on crime. Get a load of this little turkey burger here. Heather McDonald, who is a great writer on crime and crime statistics, what if she notes, what would happen if lawmakers reinvented the criminal justice system to target systemic racism instead of crimes? She notes California is about to find out. There's a 2020 law. Do you know about this? The California Racial Justice Act. every felon serving time in the state's prisons and jails can now retroactively challenge their conviction and sentencing on the ground of systemic bias. Ladies and gentlemen, California is about to empty their prisons out because of systemic bias. Now, if you're in the chat and you're saying, what does that mean? The answer is, who the knows what that means? It's whatever the left says. Did your client commit that crime, that murder? He did. He was convicted 25 years. But he got 25 years because of systemic bias. What does that mean? I don't know. We'll make it up in court. California is about to empty out the prisons. I just said to you, vote like your life depends on it, because it probably does. This is, no, Guy's correct. This is, folks, bag it right now and flag it yourselves on your own flag it sheet. This is a classic, as Guy just said. What could possibly go wrong with violent felons being able to go retroactively say, there was no problem with my trial. I just feel like my sentence was due to systemic racism. What could go wrong emptying out the prisons? Gee, I don't know. But you're probably thinking, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's okay. At least I can defend myself. I mean, someone attacks me. Yeah, good luck, Joe Biden. Here's Joe Biden's official Twitter. I am determined. But folks, this is not a joke. This is not AI. This is Joe Biden's actual ex Twitter account. I'm determined to ban assault weapons. He doesn't even know what that is, an assault weapon, by the way. It doesn't matter. I'm determined to ban assault weapons. I did it once before, and I'll do it again. President Joe Biden, and he notes in his tweet, whether the NRA likes it or not. Folks, two things here. The left loves word games. The left has no idea what systemic bias really is. It's whatever they say they is. It is. And the left has no idea what an assault weapon is either. Just ask them. It means it's whatever they say they are. It means your guns. You don't think they're coming for your weapons? I'm not. I hate to broadcast these videos, because when I broadcast these videos of people like Merrick Garland with this much power talking about how they're going to fight against voter ID and other bullshit, some people may use it as an excuse to say, you see, it's not worth it. We're not going to vote. No, bullshit. That's what the Democrats want. I told you they never give up. They lost 9-0 at the Supreme Court. They're already ready to start fighting for a legislative pathway to get Trump off the ballot. We are never giving up. I just want you to understand what you're dealing with. You are dealing with actual tyrants. Here is Merrick Garland, our attorney general. Here he is giving a speech where he basically says, like, we're going to use the Justice Department and your taxpayer dollars to fight against any election integrity measures whatsoever. This is bullshit. Check this out.
The right to vote is still under attack. And that is why the Justice Department is fighting back. That is why one of the first things I did when I came into office was to double the size of the voting section of the Civil Rights Division. That is why we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions to implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting, the use of drop boxes, and voter ID requirements. That is why we are working to block the adoption of discriminatory redistricting plans that dilute the vote of Black voters and other voters of color.
Folks, this is what you're dealing with. This guy is totally full of it, okay? The Democrats just carved up New York to get rid of two additional congressional Republican seats, and Merrick Garland doesn't say jack squat about that, and Jack left town, okay? Merrick Garland is a political hack. Producing ID at the voting booth is only a racist thing if you were a racist. I want you to explain to me, liberals in the chat, explain to me with a straight face, please, without sounding like a Ku Klux Klan member, why a Black person doesn't know how to get ID. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm waiting. Oh my gosh, you sound like a grand wizard in the Ku Klux Klan. That was a Democrat group too. You're full of it. And so is Merrick Garland. They want to cheat. We are not without agency, man. We are not without power. You got Republican officials in your county. I live in Martin County, Florida. We have a great election process here. Florida, DeSantis and Trump cleaned house down here. We have mail-in ballots down here because there's a system and it's rigorous. Stay on top of it and start asking questions now. We are not sheep. We are not without power. Again, very sorry about that technical hiccup. We will fix it for the audio later and the VOD video on demand later if you missed out a little bit. Again, we got the 7 p.m. show tonight too. Don't miss that. 7 p.m. I'm not done. I got a lot more show left. Don't worry about it. But 7 p.m. tonight, back here live with Mike Benz, who's absolutely amazing. The show is going to be fantastic. I don't do a lot of live guest segments, so we'll see how that goes. You know me, man. I just kind of roll with stuff. Lots of furious listeners, by the way, and viewers reached out to me yesterday about that horrendous story I told you about in my county, where the sheriff was forced to release here an illegal immigrant in the country wanted for multiple counts of rape. I had a congressman on the show yesterday, Brian Mast, who said to me some amazing things. Apparently, he went to go pick the guy up and he had shaved his head. Was he getting ready to run again? It was amazing. People reached out. They couldn't believe it. They said, what the hell, man? What if I don't have a radio host in my community? These people being released? The answer is yes. This scandal is growing. This open border scandal. I want you to watch this. Here is the former border chief. I don't know this guy's politics. I have no idea. Ortiz. He was on 60 Minutes saying one of the most amazing things. And by amazing, I don't mean that in a qualitatively good way, I have ever heard. He is the chief, or was the chief, of the Border Patrol. And he has never met with Biden or his border czar, Kamala Harris. You believe this? Listen to this.
He also expressed frustration with President Biden.
I've never had one conversation with the president or the vice president for that matter. And so I was the chief of the Border Patrol. I commanded 21,000 people. That's a problem.
That's a problem? You think he commanded 21,000 people? He's never met with the actual border czar, Kamala Harris? Of course, that's a freaking problem. Here's how bad of a this administration is so populated deeply by liars and bullshit artists. I want you to watch John Kirby, who, when Karine Jean-Pierre can't handle anything, they turn John Kirby loose because Karine Jean-Pierre can't handle anything controversial. He's on with Martha McCallum yesterday, and he's asked about this. Martha McCallum, I know Martha not well, but she's pretty much a straight down the line journalist. She'll hit either side either way. She asked a pretty fair question to Kirby. Like, that can't possibly be true, right? Like, Joe Biden, during the biggest border crisis we've had in American history, has never met with the border chief and met with the new border chief just recently for the first time? Listen to this clown's answer. Check this out.
How has he never spoken to, and you know what? We did some reporting on this earlier today. Not only Raul Ortiz, the former chief of the Border Patrol, but the current chief of the Border Patrol, Chief Owens, who you pointed out he did meet with in Brownsville. But from what we can find out, they had never spoken before that. How is that possible?
Well, the president's engaged with the DHS. He's engaged with leadership there.
But
he's
why not the Border Patrol?
He's engaged with the Border Patrol. Martha, he was just down there at Brownsville meeting and talking to those folks directly and hearing from them.
But he never met with
about the situation on the ground.
Or current chief. The current chief he just met has been president for 3 years. Just met him the other day.
He again is engaged with everybody at DHS, including the Border Patrol, down there at Brownsville, talking to them on the ground, hearing from them directly about what their concerns are.
Okay, but just to confirm that record, they never met before Thursday, correct?
I don't have the president's daily calendar with me in terms of like who he's met specifically with, but the idea that he's somehow disengaged from the Border Patrol just flies in the face of the facts.
Folks, this insanity, I need you to understand, was not always a position of the Democrat Party. I'm not a Democrat. I don't vote Democrat. Not now, not in the past, not in the future, not ever. But I'm also a practical guy. And I would like to have two parties that at least both have some crossover and that they both believe in America. Correct? You don't want to vote Democrat, but you don't want a Democrat party that wants to destroy the country tomorrow. You'd at least want a Democrat party that says, hey, we love America. We just have a different path. The JFK, Bill Clinton era, big government is over, Democrat Party is dead. I'm going to play a clip here. This is real. Hat tip Mays Moore, by the way. 2007. It's a guy you may have heard of before. Far, far left Democrat. Almost to the left of Biden, but not as much. I'm going to play a 2007 clip of him on immigration. And if you're listening at home, just try to divorce yourself from who's talking and listen to what he's saying. He sounds like what would be considered a moderate Republican now. This is how crazy the left has drifted away from the sanity post on immigration. Listen to this.
I think we should have strong border security. it doesn't make sense for us to allow hundreds of thousands of people coming through our borders without us knowing who they are. Oftentimes in very hazardous situations and unmonitored situations that could do us long-term damage. I think we should have a serious employer verification system where employers, when they hire somebody, find out what their work status is. Are they able to work here legally? Right now, what employers will say is, well, we check their Social Security card. That's the best we can do. So we've got to set up a tamper-proof system and then hold employers accountable.
That was Obama. Obama. The guy's a total communist. That was Obama. That's how crazy the Democrats have become on open borders. Folks, sorry about the technical hiccup. If your audio is bad, you had a refresh there. It was a software issue. We have very few technical glitches on the show, so it is live. And, you know, that's, we could tape a show, but I'd rather interact with you all. So I hope you understand. I appreciate the 110,000 people who hung around. I know we lost a few with the audio problem. We'll fix it up for the video on demand. But don't forget, we will be back. No sweat at all. We will be back here, right here, tonight, 7 p.m. with a guest, Mike Benz, for all the Super Tuesday coverage, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Rumble.com/Bongino or download the Rumble app. Again, apologize for the software hiccup there. A little bit of show video on demand will be cleaned up for you. And back here tonight at 7 p.m. I'll see you then. Thanks for hanging around. See you in the radio show a little bit and tonight.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.